Welcome to Fun Friday. Happy New Year before Happy New Year. I'm here with Tim Lammers for our movie reviews. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, and you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, are we looking at what your favorites were for this year? What are we doing?
Yeah, we're going to look at the top three films, and if you want me to name the worst film of the year, I can do that too.
That'd be fun.
But certainly, you know, it's been a heck of a movie going year. You know, people are finally getting back to the theaters in droves. Actually started about the end of last year with Spider-Man No Way Home. And then thankfully, I think the crowd really started to pick up with Top Gun Maverick. So, you know, that really gave a great boost to the box office. In addition to my number three pick, which is Avatar, The Way of Water, 13 years, if you can believe it, Kelly, how is it that you sustain interest for 13 years and you get people back in the theater, the theaters already, and it's amazing. This film has already grossed $1 billion
wow.
at the worldwide box office.
God.
Now it needs $2 billion to break even. So they got to eke out a few more ticket sales. But I think that, you know, it goes to show already such of a short amount of time. This is an extraordinary movie.
I saw that one. I saw it with my sons and a couple friends of mine. And I had to actually convince my friend Cindy to watch the first one. I said, oh, have you ever seen Avatar? And she goes, oh, no. And I'm like, Cindy, I live my life by Avatar. You have to see it. And she's like one of those kind of people that's really about the world and that kind of thing. So she loved it. And then she went to the movie and she said, thank you so much for making
it. Did you get a chance to see it in 3D?
Oh, yes, we did. We 3D'd it. We got the big theater with the surround sound and it was incredible.
Oh.
It was almost like you weren't at a 3D movie because most 3Ds are kind of cheesy. You know what I mean? But this one, like you told me before, it's something like they mastered the 3D. Like you didn't realize.
Yeah, you're more immersed in it. It has more depth than anything. It seems like the only things that really stood out were the subtitles for when the Na'vi were speaking or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I love about Cameron. I mean, the guy has more money than he'll ever need. Right. But
right?
He has also he's enriched with passion. OK.
Yeah.
And he really, truly wants to entertain the moviegoers, and he does it here. You know, this look, if it were going to be a knockoff or just a money grab, this thing would have come out long before 13 years, you know. So he took his time, he got it right. He's had, you know, up to four sequels in mind to the original. So, of course, the big key is whether this one makes enough money to justify the next, we will get the next one,
yeah.
Whether we'll get four or five, I don't know yet, but. You know, we're on the way to getting that because a lot of this stuff was filmed simultaneously. A lot of the technology was implemented, you know, so we will get at least one more, which is great. But
you don't think we'll have to wait another 13 years for it? We'll be retired by the time the next.
No. You know, from what I know, I mean, it could be a year, could be 2 years. I think it might be a year, but we'll have to see about that. But you know, that it's extraordinary. Now that we've waited so long, now all of a sudden, bing, 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 we're going to be doing a lot more.
I couldn't believe anything about it. I mean, honestly, I don't know how they did it. It's just like magical. And it's so nice to know that there are a few people out there like you said, he has more money than he knows what to do with. So he has the ability to take his time and make magic and create it for people like us that go, wow, thank you. Thank you for that.
He's waiting for technology to catch up. And it certainly did. You know, he's such a, and that's the other thing about him. He's such of a perfectionist. And, you know, at some point you got to just cut it off, but you got to believe that the next film is going to be even more advanced, but you had to believe everything with this felt real, which is really what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I told my friend too. I said, this movie is all about being in your avatar and enjoying it. And I can't say what happened at the end of the movie, but at the end of the movie, the 3D part is spectacular. Just because you get to see what they're doing at the very end. Do you know what I mean?
It's really amazing.
Yeah,
so
you just feel like you're really
my number two pick hasn't made as much money. Actually is seen as a box office disappointment, which is too bad because I think award season is going to reward the Fablemans. Okay. I think that because Spielberg has meant so much to movies and to get this inside look at his life when he was a little boy, to see the film that caught his imagination and instantly, you know, one thing after the other happened where, you know, he gets a camera and he starts making his little films and Next thing you know it, he's getting his friends to make films in the backyard, and then they're getting more and more epic in scale. So this film is interesting in that it takes place from age 6 to about age 18 for him. So we're not getting Spielberg on the set of E.T. or on Close Encounters or Jaws or anything like that. It's just really about how his family, how the close friends to his family, how everything sort of shaped who he is as a person, also as a filmmaker. And you can see a lot of those life events worked into those films as he gets older. So, it's one of these deals where I said, okay, Hollywood versus history. How true is this? Well, the only thing that isn't true is the fact that they're not the Spielbergs, they're the Fablemans. He didn't want to be too narcissistic. So everything else, though, pretty
It
much
was.
checks out. And in fact, when you compare pictures of people like Michelle Williams and Paul Dano to his real parents, it's extraordinary how much they look alike. But there are
Really?
just several intricacies of, of his life and his career that he, it's a very personal film, his most personal film.
Well,
So I'm
yeah.
really rooting for it come award season because I just loved it.
I didn't get to see that yet, and I have not seen Top Gun. I know you just want to probably shame me and goes, "No, Kelly, what's wrong with you?" But I have to find the people that
Well,
want to see it with. I don't want to watch it by myself. I mean, I can't. I will at this point.
number one then, Kelly,
Yeah.
Top Gun
Is
Maverick.
it?
You
Oh,
have to, you, okay, so,
you put that above Avatar.
yeah, I did,
Oh.
just because, okay, James Cameron, he creates a lot of stuff in the computer, and look, God love him, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise gets up in those jets. He gets his actors up in those jets.
They really
Everything
do.
is about as real. And you think about the peril he puts himself in with every single film. And I've seen behind the scenes stuff already for the upcoming Mission Impossible stuff. It's like you ain't seen nothing yet.
Really?
So, again, one of these guys who has everything he could ever hope for, but nothing excites him more than making sure the people that come to get to his movies get their money's worth and have a great time. And that's certainly the case here. It's a sequel, of course. Took almost 40 years to make. But
Gosh,
again,
really?
take your time, get it right. The story works in Goose. We got Goose's son played by Miles Teller.
Yeah.
The only original character that's back is Iceman, which is Val Kilmer. And given the health problems that he's had, the throat cancer that he battled and won but lost his voice because of it, he's in it, and it's extraordinary. It's very emotional. So what's great about this movie is that action-wise, yes, it's the greatest, but you also have this great balance of emotion in there. You have this great story with these characters, and
Yeah.
they came up with the perfect story to continue Maverick's story. Now, people naturally want Top Gun 3 because this was the biggest movie of the summer. And I think probably number two now compared to Avatar, or it will be. But, I'm afraid if Tom Cruise takes another 36 years, he wants to get it right. I personally think this is a bookend movie. Okay. The first Top Gun was, that was awesome.
It
It's a
was.
classic.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect bookend.
Okay.
So I hope it ends right here. I mean,
Yeah.
Tom doesn't need the money. He's already got two more Mission Impossible movies in the
Yeah.
works. The next one's coming out like in May or something, June. So yeah, he just wants to entertain his audiences, and boy, does he ever do it here.
And this Top Gun would be a great bookend. Great
It
bookend.
is. It is, absolutely. Now, the great thing about this is that it is streaming on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
So if you have that streaming service, you can see it now for free. I mean, you're paying for the service, but you can get a bunch of other things. But I think you can also rent it or buy the film as well.
Okay.
So, Kelly, over New Year's Eve weekend, I know
Find
you're
some
probably busy
time.
playing or something, but hopefully you're going to get a chance to see this soon because it is that spectacular of a movie.
Okay. The only one out of all three I've seen is Avatar. I haven't seen either of those
And I'm
ones yet.
glad too. I mean, look, it was really difficult to say one is, but I'm not really necessarily even saying one is better
Yeah.
than the other. You
You just
have to
have to
do
pick
that to
something.
be, it's a list of the tops, right? So,
Sure.
but and on any given day, I could say The Fablemans was the best, or Avatar was the best. Walking out of that movie, it's the best. And then just thinking about what Tom Cruise accomplished with this movie, it's just like, you know what? I have to give it to him.
The
I have to
Fableman,
give it to him.
is
So.
that streaming anywhere now? Can you get the Fableman anywhere?
It might be available on premium video on demand where you can, rent it for
Maybe.
$20. But yeah, probably not. That came out in November and again, just didn't do that well. It's really it's a prestige movie in the fact that Spielberg wrote and co-wrote it and directed it, but not a lot of big stars or anything like that. And let's face it, unfortunately, sometimes that's what people want to see on the marquee before they buy a ticket.
Yeah,
But
that's
if,
true.
I think again, award season is the Oscars, Critics' Choice Association, which I belong to. We already nominated for our best picture and Cruise for best actor, and it's getting all those nominations, as well as Fablemans, as well as Avatar. So hopefully the interest in the movie is going to come back, and hopefully it's going to find a big, big audience on Blu-ray, DVD, and streaming eventually.
All right, we got like a minute and a half. I just have to ask, what is the worst? What one movie this year should we avoid at all costs?
I thought up until the fact that when I saw Babylon, which I reviewed recently, I mean, that was just such a, it's not necessarily the worst of the worst because you can get Z-grade filmmakers making bad movies. It's when you get Damien Chazelle, who did La La Land, who did Whiplash, who just is going way overboard with Babylon, makes it a minute shorter than Avatar, meaning it's 3 hours and 9 minutes. It's abysmal. It really is. I mean, there's some, the thing is, it's spectacular acting, all that sort of stuff, but the story is all over the place.
Okay.
It's really disgusting at times, but another movie that did the same thing is Amsterdam, Christian Bale and Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie was also in Babylon. It's such a
Poor
disappointment.
Margot.
You have
She.
so much talent and
Yeah.
they just can't put it together. I mean, and there's dozens of talented people in Amsterdam, more so than
Babylon.
Babylon. So yeah, those are my two for, come on, you can do a lot better than that.
Yeah. If you're going to watch those, maybe wait till they do come out in a few years and you can just watch them on your streaming
And like
service.
you've suggested before, making it out a drinking game out of it. Yeah.
Amsterdam. Okay. Well, have a happy new year. Thanks for the reviews. We'll try to watch some movies over the weekend and then we'll get started with the new year.
Absolutely. Kelly, have a great new year. Everybody, all the listeners, thank you. Thank you to my sponsor, Mike Bryant, for bringing me to you every week. And have a safe and happy new year, everybody.
Our movie review is brought to you by Brad Sean Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. Again, you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.